Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Talking Smooth Jazz, and happy Labor Day weekend. I hope you all are having a fun and safe weekend, a long three-day weekend. So welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, Terry. Doing great. How's everything going down there in Vegas?
Everything is going fine. The family picnic is underway, and the food is ready, so we're just waiting for people to show up so we can start eating and having fun and drinking and all that good stuff all day long and throughout the night. Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. As soon as I get off the air, I am going to get a martini and start the party for sure. All right. So our guest artist today is guitarist Eddie Benitez. Eddie returns to Talking Smooth Jazz with a new CD called Visions of Angels. It features Howard Hewitt on two songs, A Child's Love, Amanda's Song, and Beautiful Sunrise the Next Day. It also features Jolene, a discovery of Eddie's, on That's Life. She is making her debut U.S. appearance on this CD. Eddie, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you for having me, Mike. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you so much. We are so excited to have you on and thankful for the opportunity to speak to you again. This new CD is, I love it. I absolutely love it. Visions of Angels, I love it.
Thank you.
Tell us about the CD.
Well, it almost killed me.
Oh.
You know, for some reason or another, this one has to be unique because it took us a month and a half to do it. Usually I do it in a week and a half. And, you know, things happened in between. Like the first day we started, we had to take the engineer to the ER. And he was diagnosed with congenital heart failure. So there was a delay there for about a week before he came back out, and he was right on the board working it dead like nothing ever happened. So it just took a while, and sometimes I'd walk into the studio and I write my songs in the studio and record them as I write them.
Yes.
And one day I just wasn't thinking of anything. And I had my daughter there, Amanda, and I looked at her, and I have so much love for her, and she has so much love for me, and that's where that song, The Child's Love, came out of, and I created it right then and there. It took me about an hour and a half to lay it down.
Wow.
And how did Howard come into that?
I call Howard. We needed a... We put some vocals on Beautiful Sunrise, wrote some lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only person I could think of was Howard. You know, I wanted somebody who knew how to sing, you know?
And yes, he knows how to sing.
Not an imitation or nothing like that. You know, I mean, we had people on this, even Freda Payne. You remember Freda Payne?
Yes.
We even thought of Freda Payne, but... You know, I call Howard up and I sent him the song, and Howard called me back. He said, "Yeah, I'll do it." So he was out like in 3 days, and he did Beautiful Sunrise. Great job. And then I played him the music for Child's Love, you know? And he says, can I have an MP3 of that? And I says, yes. I took him back to the hotel, and he called me back, like it was about 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. He says, hey, I take some lyrics for this. Let's get back to the studio. I said, man, I don't know. The engineer might be sleeping. So I called him. I woke up the engineer. I said, me and Howard want to go back in. He says, no problem, man. Come on. And, you know, we basically kicked that out of the vocals in an hour.
Mm.
And voila, you know, beautiful lyrics, you know, beautiful harmonics of the song. And it's a really touching song because, you know, Howard said, man, this track made me think of my daughter also, you know.
Wow. Yes, it did. It is such a beautiful song. And I'll go ahead and play it now, since we're talking about it. It's called A Child's Love, Amanda's Song. That is so beautiful. I love that song.
I love my baby.
Wow. That is just beautiful. That was Howard Hewitt doing the vocals. And you are right. He can sing I like to say he can capital S-A-N-G a song. That man can sing.
I got to be honest with you. I had access to about a dozen singers who I had in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one name that kept on popping up was Howard. I've known Howard a while, you know, we're close friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because Howard always says amen, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Is he still out of the country?
Howard?
Yes.
No, Howard's in, I think he's in Chicago or something. He'll be back tomorrow in California.
Oh, okay, because I definitely want to. Oh, okay. Okay. I want to get him on the show. I've been wanting to interview him for a while, so I definitely would like to get him on the show.
I'll talk to him.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, Eddie, last time you were on the show, we talked about your Lovers Never Say Goodbye CD, which, by the way, is another excellent CD. You guys need to go and get that CD. It is very good, very good. And then I learned that you, at age 14, did your first concert in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I don't, that was scary.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
My lead singer, Nancy O'Neill, God bless her soul, she saw me like real shaky, and she gave me like this little spoonful of Cavassier. I'm giving you a spoonful of Cavassier. So it was real cool. But once I got on stage, though, you know, I just felt in control, you know? And most artists, I think, are like that. Just before they get on, they have the butterflies and all that. But once they get on stage, those who know how to command the stage, they take control.
Okay.
Mel Carter, he's really good at that. Of all the singers I've known in the world, I've heard Mel Carter, Frank Sinatra, they always take control of the stage. And every artist has to do that, you know?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Now, tell us about the young lady. Jolene.
I've known Jolene for a couple of years. I've always loved her voice, her and Marcos, her boyfriend. They live in Italy, and a fantastic couple and human beings. And Marcos is a writer and producer. He has his own studio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So with That's Life, when we did That's Life, we did it as an instrumental. And I sent it to Jolene. I said, see what you can put on this. And she sent me the track back with these fabulous vocals. And I said, that's it. And I called up, we're using that. That's it, you know. So we just hooked it up in sync and everything, and voila, there it is. Jolene's now on my CD, and she's a great human being, and we're very good friends.
And now, is she still in Italy, or is she in the States?
Well, she lives in, she's English, but she's been living in Italy for like 12 years. Her boyfriend, 12 years, you know, is Italian, Marcos. And he's a great guitar player also in his own right.
Okay.
But she sang that from Italy.
Oh, she did, okay.
Oh, yeah, she didn't come down here to the U.S. She tracked it in Italy and sent us the track and her vocal track, and we just synced everything up.
Okay. Well, let's hear Miss Jolene on That's Life.
With
That's Life, a song by Jolene, and that is on Eddie Benitez's brand new CD, Visions of Angels. Eddie, I'd like to read a couple of reviews on your CD. Jazzreview.com says, the music is sophisticated and catchy all at once, with rhythms ranging from Latin to African and other world stops along the way. AllThatJazz.com says, Eddie is a master at delivering on the guitar, a guitar that weeps and laughs like an extension of the human voice. Very good.
Yes.
Very nice.
Funny.
Now, I know that you are a spiritual man, and yes, and in 2003, during a private concert, it was reported that angels were seen on the stage. So would you mind sharing that story?
Yeah, we were doing a corporate show, and while we were performing, all of a sudden we noticed some people that were pointing toward the stage, and some were falling and fainting, and it was looking kind of crazy. And I went to the side of the stage, and I asked the security guard, what's going on? He says, Eddie, they're claiming they're seeing angels and spirits on your stage.
Wow.
You know, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, you know. Everybody was fine. You know, those who were taken to the hospital, of course, they were tested for drugs and things like that, and everything came back negative. So, you know, we kept that pretty hush, but it was leaked out by somebody because we wanted to keep that very hush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that how you came up with the name of this album, Visions of Angels?
Every record that I have, named every track I do and every you know CD I do, it has to have a spiritual foundation, you know.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I try to call it, you know, because I see angels on a daily basis, and that's true. And you know, and there's two types of angels: the angelic beings from heaven, and the angels that walk the streets that we call human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my spirituality, you know, is very deep, where I believe that we all humans have their angelic powers, the love, the passion in them.
Yeah. Now, do you think that your spirituality contributes to the fact that, you know, the music just flows from you so frequently, and it just comes to you, where, like you said earlier, that you just make your albums in like maybe a week, week and a half? You contribute that to that?
Well, I go into the studio and you know, I don't have no preset notions or writing on what track I'm going to do or a song. I just go into the studio when I close my eyes and I hear the melodies coming. And as I hear them coming, I just start building a song out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been blessed with that because I don't have to spend time. I don't write. I haven't written a song at home since 1980.
Wow.
Everything has been done at the studio.
You just go in and put it together.
That's
cool. Yeah, that's great.
People say, you're crazy. Yeah. No, you know, even the engineer says, okay, Eddie, what's in your brain today? But thank God I got a great keyboard player that he knows how to express what I want.
Okay.
You know, when I tell him what to do, he knows how to express it. I mean, you heard it in Child's Love, the keyboard playing, the violins and everything. He knows how to express it, you know, what I tell him to do. He takes it the further steps beyond, you know?
Okay, yeah. So how long have you guys been together?
Well, he's my musical director, Gary, G-Man. He's my musical director. We've been together for a couple of years.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's also my musical director. So, you know, we work pretty closely.
Okay.
And I want to congratulate you as well, because you just signed to a new label. So congratulations to that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you want to hear a quick story on that?
Sure.
I was offered two or three major deals before I did Lovers Never Say Goodbye, right? And I looked at the offers, and they weren't going to put anything in my pocket or nothing. I was going to end up owing them millions.
Wow.
And I turned them down, and I said, I'll release it under my own label. I got my own label, got, you know, put together, and got my own distribution, you know. And I released Love Is Never Say Goodbye. It was played in 85 different countries around the world.
Wow.
And after that, then I had a couple of major labels coming back to me. And they gave me a deal I couldn't refuse. So New Groove, Sony, you know, New Groove and Sony Records put together a deal for me. And it was a good deal, you know, and I took it.
Wow.
So, you know,
all right.
You know, it's kind of like every independent artist out there, you know, you have to be creative on the way you do things. And of course, a good product, you know, good songs that can affect the heart, touch the soul of anyone out there is going to be successful, even if it's in several people, only actually everybody will listen to it.
Yeah.
So we can look forward to some new music from you in the future on this label?
Yeah. Yep, we'll have,
right.
As a matter of fact, Love Is Never Say Goodbye, the production of it on my label has been stopped. And it's in January, it'll be out again with 3 new tracks, bonus tracks, and a special DVD in it, the New Groove Sony Records. It's going to be re-released with some add-ons on it.
Well, okay. I'm telling you guys. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to ask Eddie that, you know, what you just said about the labels, they offered you the deal at first and you didn't take it. Do you find that a lot of independent artists are they get offered deals like that and they don't take it? So initially they start out on their own, they try to build their own label. I mean, what do you think that the independent artists should do now to help themselves get more exposure and being able to get signed to a good deal like you just received?
Well, you know what, they you know, obviously major labels don't accept solicitations unless it's by a well-known producer or management company or something like that, okay? So the independent artists out there, I tell them, you know what, record your own record, you know? Get whatever support you could, friends and family, financially, you know, go into the studio, create something great, and release it under your own label, which is not hard to do right now for anybody. And just make sure that you do the networking with every social. There's a lot of people there, introduce your music. Eventually, somebody from the major might hear it and say, you know what, we need to get that, you know, and then you're sitting in the position to negotiate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, most major labels, what they're looking for is a manufactured artist. Okay,
a manufactured artist. Wow.
Right. A manufactured artist is somebody who's there, who has the looks, 50% talent, and
50% talent. Huh? Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, it ain't like in the 70s, 80s, where you know what, you can get a record deal if you sounded good, even if you were ugly.
Right. True.
Okay. You know. True. People were being signed off of street corners. I mean, that goes all the way back to the doo-wop era.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, I mean, you've seen the longevity of Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, all these boy groups. Their longevity was 5 years only, 3 to 5 years, because they were manufactured. And their 13-year-old fan base, they became 17, and they went on to hip-hop.
Yeah.
And R&B. And that faded, you know, and they're still trying to build like an artist like Britney Spears. They're putting so much money in her marketing and everything. And you know what? I know for a fact her record company is like $64 million in the red on Britney Spears.
Wow.
You know,
interesting.
And that's what's it's going on like that with manufactured artists. You know, they put millions of dollars in advertising. And all of that, you know, so it's like, you know, it's crazy, the music industry, the way it is now, you know, and eventually in 5 years, you're going to see a couple of major record companies folding and going bankrupt.
I think you're right on that point. Because, you know, with the smooth jazz stations changing formats the way they are, there's still a lot out there, but there's a lot that have left, and it's becoming so that the artist is almost becoming to the point where the artist doesn't have a place like on terrestrial radio to play their music. They're not going to air play music by independent artists, number one. They won't do that. So, yeah, I think you're right when you say that they're either going to fold or they're going to have to rethink their model to be more successful.
The jazz stations, I mean, you've had about, in the last 2 years, you've had about 10 or 12 of them close now.
Exactly. Right.
And
right.
The problem is that they went into the format of pre-recording. They recorded all their shows, Dave Koz, Ramsey Lewis, okay? So basically what people were listening to was a two-hour rotation all the time. You understand? The same artist and all of that, okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was created by Alan Kepler in Broadcast Architecture, okay? And you know what? Frankly, I don't care if they play my song or not. Okay. I'm going to go on record, Alan Kepler, Broadcast Architecture, which was recently bought out by Clear Channel. And all they have is a format of, you know, pre-recorded stuff. Dave Koz will come on his own, and they give him the list of the artists, and he'll make comments and record it, give it to the program, the record. They sync it up with the music and everything, and that's what happens, okay?
Mm.
And it's a shame because there's so much great artists out there.
Mm, sure. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I'm sure
you run into a few somewhere playing in a small pub or something like that, and you say, you guys should be recording.
Yeah.
And you don't, and I'm going to go on record here because you know what, Eddie Benitez, he don't care. Okay? A lot of the fault goes on the smooth jazz artists also because they form their own little cliques, okay? And they don't reach out to anybody that wants to get into the industry, a young blood that wants to come on and try a new act. You know, they never reach out. They never open their doors, okay? Marcus Miller, all of these guys, Dave Koz, you know what? They don't open the doors. They got their own little clique. You know, Peter White, Richard Elliott, you know, they all have their own little clique, and they don't open the door for nobody, you know? And frankly, I don't care because I'm not in that genre. But that's what's ruining smooth jazz. It happened with salsa music. Remember, I started off with Fania Records, which had the great Latin jazz artists, Tito Puente, Santa Maria, okay?
Okay.
And they did the same thing.
Wow.
And who else have you... I'm sorry, go ahead. The highest paid act.
The highest paid back then in 1977, the highest paid Latin jazz artist for Fania Records was Tito Puente, making about $15,000-$16,000 a show, right?
Wow.
I walked in, and this is serious, I walked in and I didn't really join with the Latin managers or anything like that, you know, or agents. I went with R&B agents and managers, okay? And I was being booked. And I was being booked for $25,000-$30,000 a show.
Wow. That
okay,
was crazy.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah, back then, yes.
Yeah, but you know, thing is that you could find a Latin artist, Tito Puente, you know, all, any of them playing in the tri-state area, you know, seven nights a week. So people got tired of that. You know, artists have to make themselves rare. So when they do perform in the city, people are coming in the groves, you know, like, yeah, I got to see him. He might not come back next year.
Yeah.
Who else have you performed with, Eddie?
Huh?
Who else have you performed with?
My first professional gig was performing with Barry White at 13.
Wow.
At Love Unlimited Orchestra, okay?
Wow. 13 years old,
yeah.
Wow.
I perform with a lot of Latin jazz artists, from Tito Puente, George Benson, Barry White. I mean, I did some side stuff, you know, with the OJs and stuff like that once in a blue moon because it was fun, you know.
Now, at
13 years old, who booked you to work with? I mean, how did you get the job with Barry White at 13 years old?
Well, I went in and auditioned, and Barry liked my guitar playing.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, the tour or whatever with him, I toured for 3 months with Barry, And I needed a guardian. You know, there was 21 and up, so, you know, I always had one assigned to me.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That is so cool. All right, let's listen to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, at 13, I was more like 25.
You know, wow. At 13,
And how did you get into clubs? Did you guys play clubs? And how did you get into clubs?
The only club I ever performed in was the punk rock club, CBPB's. Okay? Mm. I never performed in a club. It's all been concerts. And CBPB's was fun, but there was only 150 people that could fit there. And I opened up. I played that night with Debbie Harry, Blondie, and a group called the Mumps. And we had a great time.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember Debbie Harry and the I remember them. Remember that group. Okay. All right. Let's listen to another song from the CD Visions of Angels. This is called Wisdom. Is there a story behind this?
Well, you know, we started off with this. I started that record with a little bass melody and then added some keyboard. They're kind of similar, but not quite to like The Exorcist. Okay, and it's kind of like a song for awareness on what's out there. You know, there's good out there, but there's also evil, you know? So there's a lot of your mind and your heart and your soul, and you know what? Nothing will ever go wrong.
Okay. All right, this is Wisdom. Thank you. That was Wisdom from Eddie Benitez's new CD, Visions of Angels. I want to welcome to the chat room a couple of guests, Antoine Smith and Ian. And Ian is all the way from Australia. So welcome to the show. All right, Mr. Eddie.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you now that you've signed with a new label? Will you be doing any touring?
Yeah, we will be touring and our tours.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said we will be touring and our tours, okay. Our shows are going to be very unique. You know, we've got a lot of great things happening in our shows, you know, and live violins and cellos and things like that. So everything you hear on the record, you know, is going to be replicated exactly on stage and more. And
wow.
I have this artist, Howard Hewitt, is going to be touring with me.
Yes, that was my next question. I hope you guys come to Vegas because I will definitely be there.
You know, we'll be all over the place. You know, me and Howard is like, I love this world music thing, Eddie. So we're going to be touring together, and it's going to be great because, you know, Howard's just a spiritual guy, and I'm spiritual, and, you know, we're just going to give the audience 120%, you know.
Mm. Well, even if you come to L.A. or Arizona, I'm just a few hours away in either direction, so I would drive to come and see you perform.
Make sure you let me know, and I'll make sure you're on the guest list.
Oh, thank you. I definitely will. All right, and so congratulations again on the new CD, Visions of Angels. Let everyone know where they can find your music.
Well, you can buy it in any internet or retail outlet, Amazon, Tower, Best Buy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, more being added every day by Sony. It's available worldwide now. So, so far, the results look good. Airplay on the Child's Glove starts on a lot of major radio stations next week.
Okay.
So,
and you can also...
Huh?
I was just going to give out your website address. You can also check Eddie out on www.eddiebenitezmusic.com.
That's it.
All right.
You can Google my name, go to MySpace and listen to the tracks. Become friends of mine. I answer people personally, unlike other artists.
That
you know,
he does. He is
what?
On Facebook, and he does answer personally himself. That he does.
I know. You know what? And you remember the pork chops. Nobody offered me pork chops except one lady. And, you know, I even asked you on Facebook. I said, are you cooking pork chops?
That's not part of our menu. No, we're not doing the pork chops. But I did cut up a nice smoked brisket this morning. Oh, nice and tender. Mm, can't wait to get that.
That's well, good. But Sandy, your friend, she immediately put a pork chop on there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you got to check it out. That was real funny.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's funny.
Now, Eddie, I had a question. I know, like, you've been in the business for some time now, and me and Terry, we've been getting a lot of independent artists who've been coming to us and about getting booked at different places. And what you said earlier was kind of what we talked about the other day as far as artists, you know, playing in certain areas and playing so much that the audience don't generate enough of an audience because they don't make themselves, you know, they make themselves too available. They play every week, every day, something like that. So they have to make themselves play once a month, something like that. But what is your advice on an artist, independent artist, on how they can break out of their region and just to try to get to different states in order to get booked at different venues around the country?
Well, you know what? You have agents out there and you have promoters. You know, you try to reach out to promoters in different states and different countries. You send them your promo kit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep on persisting to the new artists coming out there. Of course, now you have AEG and Live Nation who control about, you know, 70% of the concerts
that
go on to the U.S., okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony deal with major artists, and, you know, like Clear Channel, here's a good example. Clear Channel wanted to book me on a tour a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Smooth Jazz tour, but, you know, I didn't want to pay enough, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's out of musicians and things like that. And you know, basically, it's like, if you don't perform, we're not playing your records. You know? So I came out and I just told them, you know what? Adios. it ain't worth it. You know what? We're going to create our own concerts, okay, with our own promoters that we know that love music, okay, that are not with a big company or anything like that. They just have money, you know, to promote concerts. And that's what we're doing. And we're going to promote the Angels on My Stage tour. And with my book coming out in a few months, you know, it's going to be great. And you know, like I say, if people can't afford to go to the concert, but they want to see it, write me, and I'll make sure they get a couple of tickets. You know, now don't lie now. Be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I am, you know?
Yeah. Well, tell us about the book.
Well, Angels on My Stage, it's a book. It's about my life, myself, my own biography, okay? And it has to do also chapters about religion, about frauds in religion, in the psychic world, me, you know, in the paranormal. People like Sylvia Brown, James Monprague, Michael Beckwith, Scientology, everything. You know, when that book comes out, everyone has got a smack release. We sent an excerpt of it to the Vatican. And they immediately send me a letter back, please don't add that to your book, you know. But we're going to add it, you know, because you know what? I do what I want.
Well, that's all right. You know, that's your book.
You know, I put in it what I want, and you know what? Nobody can tell me what to do except Jesus Christ and God, you know, that's it. And I'm here to inspire people and make people see the truth, you know, let them see the truth, you know. I'm not going to write a book to make profit because all my profits from the book are going to domestic violence and St. Jude Hospital, okay? So off the book, I will not one penny.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Well, I look forward to that book, definitely.
Yeah, those are two good causes, too. You know, St. Jude Hospital and everything. That's a real good cause. So definitely.
Oh,
so keep us up. Yeah, keep us up on that because I would really love to purchase the book. And everything to give to that.
Well, domestic violence, you know, is a charity, you know, that's dear to my heart. And what happens with domestic violence is horrible, okay?
Yeah.
So my sister passed away, and she was a battered woman. So, you know, in memory of her, I'm taking her cause one step further, you know? By waiting, because, you know what, too many things out there. You know what, someone does you wrong, you don't like her, or you just obsessed with it, aggravation in your life, just walk away and leave, man. Don't beat up on her.
So
you
true.
Know?
So
walk
true.
Away. You know? And if a woman beats up on a man, he deserves it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's for the men audience that are out there saying, well, what if there's someone that beat up on men and abuse them? Saying, well, that's because you deserve it, man. You know, women are God's gift to man. You're supposed to love them, respect them. You know, they carry your baby for 9 months, go through the pain of the birth and all of that. You know, God, and say, you know, at one point, you know, baby, you did all of that for me. God, I'm going to put you on a pedestal.
Yeah, that yeah, you're right. Yeah, the men deserve it. It's like payback.
Payback.
you know what they say about payback.
I know, and you know what? Payback from a woman is the worst thing you can get. So all you men out there, be careful.
Well, Eddie, thank you.
They give you that cynical smile, and that's it.
Oh,
well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure being on your show.
I appreciate you coming back on and sharing your new CD with us, Visions of Angels. Again, you can find his music on most of the websites, Amazon.com. Is it on CDBaby.com? Probably not, because are you considered – okay, so you're no longer considered an indie artist.
No, I'm considered a major artist now.
Okay, all right. So you can go to Amazon.com, yeah, and get it. And then you can also check him out on his website, www.EddieBenitezMusic.com, as well. And a comment from the chat room from Constance Renee says, we love you, Eddie.
Love you.
Yes. You got some fans in the chat room. So they love your music, and they love you as well. Constance, you can search for Eddie on Facebook under Eddie Benitez. You search for his name. Do you have a fan page on there, Eddie, or is it just your profile page?
I don't know what it is. It's just a Facebook page that my son created for me and says, Dad, you got to get on there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, I've marked you as a friend.
Like
so,
you, like the Maple Sims, you know, and other people embrace me, and it's cool, you know.
All right.
I can go there in the morning and just, you know, wake up blasé and just type something down there real quick, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful because it's addicting. It's very addicting.
Oh, no, I ain't got the time for that. I ain't got the time to be addicted to anything right now, you know. So, you know, like Howard's always flying all over the place, you know. And I'm like, I'm going crazy too, starting to do that, so. You know, me
yes,
and Howard, we talk to each other most of the time. It's from airport to airport.
Oh, okay. I need to contact Judy to see about booking Howard and getting him on the show. So I'll definitely need to contact her about that.
Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
All right.
I'm sure Howard will be more than happy.
I will be the one that will be more than happy. Trust me. I will be the one.
To tell Howard, amen.
Definitely. Okay, again, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to close the show with Beautiful Sunrise the next day, which is also Howard is doing the vocals on this song. And so thank you so much again, Eddie, for the opportunity to talk to you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you. Much blessings, peace, and love always to you, your family, and your loved ones.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend.
Yes.
And I will see you on Facebook.
That's right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. That was Eddie Benitez with his brand-new CD, Visions of Angels. The CD before that was called Lovers Never Say Goodbye. If you have not heard that CD, you must add that to your collection along with this one. Before I close the show, I got my Smooth Jazz News magazine, and in it is an article that I want to share with you about a couple in Atlanta, Maggie and Will Shares, who held a CD release party in their backyard for Matt Marshak. They threw Matt a CD release party in their backyard last month. The New York-based guitarist has been a favorite of the Shares, who wanted to support Matt Marshak's August 1st release, Family Function. So they called their friends, family, and coworkers, sent out e-bites, set up a website online for ticket purchases, and asked everyone to spread the word. They had about 200 people attend the event. They charged $25 for singles, $40 for couples. It included food, drinks like beer, wine, soda. They had barbecue ribs, curry chicken, meatballs, smoked salmon, macaroni and cheese, potato salad. And then they had desserts, chocolate cake, carrot cake, rum pound cake, and a jumbo and jumbo chocolate cookies. Matt put on a two-hour show, which included an intermission and CD signing. About 90% of those in attendance purchased his CD. And the Shares also distributed copies of the Smooth Jazz News magazine to all that attended, and they raffled off a romantic wine and jazz basket. Now, that is...
That's a good cookout. That's a good cookout, yes.
Hello.
That's what that is.
Okay. I mean, that's like grassroots work at its best. Fans,
yes,
throwing artists, CD release parties. So a shout out to Maggie and Will Shares of Atlanta. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yes, I wish I was there. Some rum cake, some ribs and the hot dogs, and that's a good cookout. Entertainment too? What that was nice. That was very nice.
I'm telling you. They said their motivation was due for their love for Matt and his music and to introduce smooth jazz to their community and friends. I'm like, you go. I like that. Grassroots work at its best, y'all. That's what we have to do to keep the genre going. That's what we have to do to support the artists and keep them going. So shout out to Maggie and Will.
And Matt Marshak is an excellent artist, too. So if you guys have never heard of Matt Marshak or you guys don't have an album, check him out. Matt Marshak is hot. And actually, Matt's going to be performing this. Actually, this weekend he already performed with Boney James and Alex Bouillon at the Low Country Jazz Festival. Matt is an excellent artist. I mean, you guys have to check him out. He is unbelievable. Very good.
All right. All right. We are not on the air tomorrow. So join us next Saturday. We will not have an artist on next Saturday, but we do have two guests on. We're going to be talking to Yolanda Hunter regarding her Seasons of Music concert series and Howard Mandel regarding a campaign that's going on called Jazz Lives Twitter. And this is a campaign they want to try to find out how many people are attending concerts, who they're seeing, and where they're seeing these concerts. And they want these attendees to Twitter about this. So we're going to talk to him about this campaign. That's next Saturday. And next Sunday, September 13th, is bassist Darren Cookie Moore with his new CD, A New Beginning. All right, so those are what's coming up next weekend. We have our Talking Smooth Jazz website is under construction as we speak, so stay tuned for more information on that. As soon as that is up, we will let you know. Thanks again to Eddie Benitez and Judy. Thank you so much for helping me book Eddie again. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks everyone in the chat room, Antoine Smith, Constance Renee, guests, and Ian. Ian, all the way from Australia. Thank you, Ian, for tuning into the show. All right, Mike, you have anything to add?
Nothing else to add, Terry. Like I said, I just can't wait the next weekend to talk to Yolanda and you know, about her show. And to talk to, you know, the guest, Mr. Moore, next weekend. Talk about the different things. And that really shows the power of the Internet when you guys are using Twitter and Facebook and MySpace to really, let's say, grow this independent movement for these independent artists.
Yes,
so, definitely.
All right. All right, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Here is Beautiful Sunrise the Next Day, sung by Howard Hewitt.
Possess the power in our soul. Even in the darkest night, feel the light. Let the inner vision take control. Even as the flower dies, the sun will rise as the beauty of your biggest hopes and fears. Shed no tears. You will find the power from within. This beautiful sunrise before my eyes is capturing all that I feel. This beautiful sunrise before my eyes convinces me love is real.